And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. The ash trees in the Lansing area and across the state are dying, and it's now been 10 years due to a foreign bug. And while many trees have already been cut down, many more are still facing that prospect. Deb McCullough, a Michigan State University professor of forest entomology, joins us now to tell us more about why these trees are dying and what other potential threats might be on the horizon. Deb, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for the invitation. Happy to be here.
So these Asian native emerald ash borers are apparently the cause of these ash trees going down. They were first discovered in the state in 2002. Was it immediately clear that we were in big trouble at that time?
Yes and no. I remember the summer of 2002, and I think I cut down the first ash tree to see what was going on inside it. And once we peeled the bark off of that tree and saw the galleries, the little tunnels that the larvae make when they're feeding under the bark, I was amazed. I had never seen anything like that on ash trees. Ash trees, for years, were planted, and they were very popular because they were so resilient. They didn't have a lot of pest problems. And I remember going out to dinner that night with my husband and saying, you know, I think this could be a really big deal, and I guess at that time I didn't have any idea how big of a deal it would be.
Was the emerald ash borer, was it known to you and to other tree experts?
Not at all. It's not really considered much of a pest in China, where it's native. That's where probably the biggest populations are. And in China, it functions, it's what we call a secondary pest. So when the ash trees in China get very stressed because of drought or some other kind of problem, this same insect, emerald ash borer, will colonize them, and that's usually the final straw. It will kill trees, but only if they're very stressed. And then it gets into North America, and the native ash species that we have here never had any sort similar kinds of insects. There's a few insects that'll colonize dying or newly dead ash trees, but nothing like emerald ash borer. And so they have no resistance to it. And emerald ash borer got established. Nobody knew about it. It kind of percolated and simmered along. And somewhere, probably in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, the populations really started to build. And as you said before, we identified it in 2002, but we know from research that we've done with tree rings that ash trees were dying in the Garden City and Westland area of Metro Detroit as early as 1998.
Wow.
So it was probably here at least 10 years before we ever discovered it.
Now, before this epidemic began, what percentage of trees did the ash trees make up here in Michigan, and how many have died so far?
Well, it depends on whether you're talking about communities or forests. There are three ash species that are very abundant in Michigan in the forest setting: white ash, green ash, and black ash if you go up north. And then in urban settings, there's an awful lot of white ash and green ash that are used as landscape trees. In some communities, ash trees make up only 5 or 6% of the trees in the area. In other communities, it's 25 to as much as 40% of the urban forest, if you will. And obviously, the more ash trees you have in that system, the bigger the impact of emerald ash borer. And at one point, I was trying to estimate and keep track of how many ash trees had died just in Michigan, and I got up to about 60 million dead ash trees in the southeast quadrant of lower Michigan. And I've given up. They're dying in the forest faster than anybody can really keep track of them.
I'm talking to Deb McCullough, Michigan State University professor of forest entomology. So now at this point, it's what, 20 years or so that these bugs have probably been around. Is the prospect that all the ash trees in the state, in the country, will die from this bug?
Well, there's some good news. There's now more insecticide options. There's a very effective insecticide that became available just a couple of years ago. You inject it into the tree. It has to be applied by a professional pesticide applicator, but it's injected into the tree. And we've done research, a number of studies, and found that it provides somewhere in the neighborhood of 99% control of ash borer for at least 2 years, and in many cases, 3 years. And that's an option that the people in southeast Michigan didn't have available to them. So if you have a landscape ash tree and it still looks good, it's still relatively healthy, that treatment is available, and we think that that can protect the trees, you know, for as long as you're willing to continue with it. In the forest, things are a little bit different. You can't obviously use insecticides in the forest like that. There are some natural enemies. Woodpeckers can kill some of the larvae. They'll bang on the tree and dig the larvae out in the wintertime. There are little parasitoid wasps, very specialized wasps, that look for larvae under the bark, and the parasitoid larvae is able to kill the emerald ash borer larvae. Hmm. And we didn't have those. They were very rare until 2007, and a couple of species are starting to become more abundant. We think they're learning that there's good prey, if you will, in ash trees now.
I mean, are all Michigan trees vulnerable to some kind of a foreign parasite like this that could make its way to Michigan and take down the entire population?
I think that in general, trees are always going to be vulnerable to exotic kinds of pests like this. If they haven't had any reason to develop resistance to a pest, then they're naive. You know, they become much more susceptible than a tree that has co-evolved with that insect or a pathogen, for example. There is a little bit of good news on that front. There is a species called blue ash, and it doesn't go very far north into Michigan. We find it kind of around Ann Arbor in southeast Michigan, maybe as far north as St. John's in Clinton County. And we've just finished some work showing that blue ash has largely survived the big tidal wave of beetles in southeast Michigan. We have sites where 60 to 70% of the blue ash still look very good, and in those areas, emerald ash borer has killed all the white ash, and the ash borer populations have collapsed. So it looks good that, you know, over the long term, blue ash is going to be okay.
Now, have you seen anything like this since? Are there any new foreign bugs that are concerning you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes if you think about all the insects alone, not counting the diseases, there is Asian longhorn beetle. And this is a very large wood-boring beetle, and it attacks maples, sugar maple, red maple, you know, the hard maples, the soft maples, even box elder. And the good news about Asian longhorn beetle is it doesn't seem to spread very rapidly, not nearly as quickly as emerald ash borer has spread. But there's a population in southern Ohio now. There's a population in New York. Massachusetts has a big population. And the goal is to eradicate those infestations. And they've been successful. Chicago had Asian longhorn beetle. They eradicated it. New Jersey has done that.
How do you do that? I mean, even if, for example, with this emerald ash borer, had we understood, you know, within a year or two that it was a problem, what can you really do to stop the spread completely?
Well, Asian longhorn beetle, it's a horrible situation for everybody involved. Pretty much any infested tree is cut down and destroyed. They have surveyors climbing trees looking for evidence that the trees are infested. I know in some areas in New York they have treated surrounding trees that might be infested with one of these systemic insecticides. And again, the options, the likelihood of success is better for Asian longhorn beetle than it was for emerald ash borer, just because it's bigger, it's easier to find the infested trees, it's easier to see the beetles. And we're really hoping they take care of that infestation in Ohio in particular. There's also a disease that's threatening black walnut trees. Got started in the western states, Colorado and some of that area. Got introduced into Tennessee, probably on nursery stock. And, you know, gosh, black walnut's an important species in southern Michigan, and I would hate to see that one become a, you know, threatened by yet another invasive pest like that.
Is there one predominant tree in Michigan?
Well, you know, we have an awful lot of maples, but I think one of the beautiful things about Michigan forests is that we have such a diverse array of species. you know, from a forest insect and forest health perspective, we also have a diverse array of pests. We have beech bark disease. That's another exotic pest that is killing big beech trees across the eastern UP and northern lower Michigan. We have hemlock. That's another one we're worried about. There's an insect that's established in the eastern U.S. and Pennsylvania, and it threatens the big hemlocks here. The maples and Asian longhorn beetle. We watch for oaks. There's a disease called oak wilt that's starting to become more common in Michigan. It's like the list gets longer and longer. It never gets shorter.
I see. Well, yeah, no shortage of threats out there to our trees. Deb McCullough, Michigan State University Professor of Forest Entomology. Deb, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Well, thank you, and let's keep those forests healthy.
Yep, and we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.